Okay, just want to finish off this figure over here. Really up to Rob. Rob Armour ain't found the same. Sugit begun with the question, why is it that that Shainas Ari is also Kursu Sukha? What's the difference in Achilas Ari? So the first answer was Rav Yosef, that is the Rabbanon, Zer Hashem Eirodim. So Abai asked the Tefillin to say the same thing, Zer Hashem Eirodim. We had a few Tefillin, but the bottom line, the Gemara answers that it's in Echadam, Tefillin is also, there's also Zer Hashem Eirodim, and by Tefillin it's also to sleep the Shainas Ari. The price that it says, you're allowed to speak Shainas Ari B'Tulin, is talking about a special case of Meniach Roish Ben Birkov, where there's no Kshash of Shema Yerodim. That was the first half of the Sukkah. So Rav is different there. It's Rav Omer and Kral Hashem. So Rashi says, Rav Omer, L'Shem Yerodim Loi Chashima. Rashi learns Pshat and Rav, the Rav is Haka Chaylach. Rav holds there is no Kshash of Shema Yerodim. Same way by Tulin, and the Meimel, it answers the problem by Tulin. Shainas Ari is Mutter by Tulin. There's no Zer Shema Yerodim. That means not only by Meniach Roish Ben Birkov. According to Rashi, by Tefillin is mutter to sleep Shainas Ari, even if it's not Meniach Roish Ben Birkov. Because Rova doesn't have the Gzer of Shema Yerodim. So why by Sukkah is there an issue to sleep Shainas Ari? So Rova says that's not a Gzer at all. That's Me'ikir Adin, Ein Kval Hashema. Rashi learns it means, Hilkach Betillin Shoi, Besukkah, Hain HaTayim HaTosu, Shainas Ari, Lefi Shein Kval Hashema. Ve'ein Bachiluk Ben Kval Yarai, within Sukkah. Shein Onim Kevei Hatzmul Hashema, Shifam Hashem Yelam Enam Nima'at, Vedaya Bekach. Hilkach Zui Shein. I think the idea is that when like Shainas, the idea of a Shainas Kvar is that's his Ikka Shaina, like the Bayachilas Kvar, that's my Ikka Rachim. So may last my Ikka Dira. So the Mariah originally thought that by Shaina there's also such distinctions. There's the my Ikka Shaina, that's Shainas Kvar, and then there's my, not my Ikka Shaina. So Rav says no such thing. Maybe Shaina is the people I need. So maybe there's no such thing as a Shainas Kvar. And that's why it's also my Ikka Din. But by Tefillin you don't have it. But by Tefillin, time is Shema Yafiyah, but Abishim is a Shaina. Tefillin, the Isser is not Shena per se, or Shena's Kha per se, it's the Shema Yafiach. By Shena's Ari, there's no Shema Yafiach, but I am put only also the Yafiach. That's Rav. That's how Rashi learns Rav. So according to Rashi, Rav is Choylek on Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon said it's Meniach Roishi Ben Birkov, so the head of Tefillin is only Meniach Roishi Ben Birkov. But otherwise, a regular Shena's Ari, there is a Gzera Shema Yodim, and Rav is Choylek, there is no Gzera Shema Yodim. The Ritva said differently. The Ritva says, Rav agrees to Rav Yechon. A lot of there is a Gzera Shem Yerodim, and therefore the Hetta by Tefillin is only the Meniach Roishi Ben Birkov, but a regular Shainas Ari is also in Tefillin, Gzera Shem Yerodim. Rav is coming to explain by Sukkah it's not even Mutter Ben Meniach Roishi Ben Birkov. Rav holds by Sukkah it's absolutely awesome. But Rav is not coming to answer the Stira by Tefillin. The Stira by Tefillin we already answered Meniach Roishi Ben Birkov, and that's correct. But Rav is saying, Lamaisa, if you only had that, you would say that by Sukkah should be the same thing. It's in the Meniach Roish Ben Birkov is Mutter. So Rav says, it's not true. He's not coming to answer any kashas. Rav just says, I'll leave it to Emes. It's not true. By Sukkah, there's no help. It doesn't help to be Meniach Roish Ben Birkov because Ein Kva L'Shema. So the Ritva comes out of Nachmin and Din, well, two Nachminis. First of all, comes out of Nachmin and Din, that Shainas comes out of Nachmin and Din, that by Tefillin, it's only Mutter if it's Meniach Roish Ben Birkov. Shainas Ari, that's not Meniach Roish Ben Birkov, it's Taka. That's if I don't like eating in Shir. Meniach Roish Ben Birkov, that's Tefillin. Yes, what's that mean? According to the Ritva, the Heter by Tefillin is only Meniach Roish Ben Birkov. Rav agrees to that. But Shainas Ari and Tefillin would be awesome. And it's also Faketan Afghanina, that by Sukkah, Rav asks even Meniach Roish Ben Birkov. That's not, I don't know what Rashi would hold about that. He might agree to that. Rashi might agree to that. But it's not Mukhl. So then the Gemara says, "Tani Chodo, Yosan Adam Tefillin Shainas Arai, Avloi Shainas Kla. V'tan Yidach Ben Kla Ben Arai, V'tan Yidach Loi Kla V'loi Arai." So it's a three-way steer. The answer is Loi Kosher. Rashi learns. The Braisa that says you're not even allowed to sleep with Shayna Sahara, that's when you're holding the tefillin in your hand. So if you sleep even with Shayna Sahara, maybe you'll drop it. The Braisa that says Shayna Sahara is mutter, Shayna Kvazosar, that's talking about when you're wearing the tefillin. That was the sugya before. And the third Braisa that says that even Shayna Kvaz mutter, that's talking about where you put them on the pillow next to him, or put it under the pillow, and that's mutter as long as he's as long as he covers the tefillin up. Now chayshu there, it'll roll over on top of the tefillin. Chayshu there, it's a small va'ara l'fida ritva that Rava agrees that by tefillin shenas arai is usher unless it was minyak chayshu and birkot. Rava agrees to that distinction, that there's a gzeir shem erodim. Well, let me start the point. According to Rav Yosef, because that there's a gzeir shem erodim, that tefillin really is, that shenis ari is really also by tefillin, gzeir shem erodim. And the heter by tefillin is only by meniach v'ishiv ben birkum. And the braisa that said that shenis ari is mutter by tefillin was only talking about specifically meniach v'ishiv ben birkum. And on the other hand, by sukkah, where it says the chaynas ari, the brisa by sukkah that says chaynas ari is also, it's talking about when it's not in the yichoyishiv and birkum. Right? That's how it works according to Rabbi Yosef. That's how it works. It's going back to the beginning of the sukkah. According to Rabbi Yosef's mouth from the sukkah, we had a steer. By sukkah it says chaynas ari is also. By tefillin it says chaynas ari is mutter. So what did the Gemara answer? At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef explains it, that's in the yichoyishiv and birkum. That means that really there's no difference between tefillin and sukkah. By both halachas is the same. Minyach Roshim and Birkov is mutter, and Shenas Arai that's not Minyach Roshim and Birkov is also. The brisa by tefillin that says Shenas Arai is mutter is talking about Minyach Roshim and Birkov. The brisa that sukkah that says Shenas Arai is also is talking about when it's not Minyach Roshim and Birkov. So according to Rav Yosef, what's the chod? There's no steer in the brisa. At least the two of the three brises, there's no steer. Maybe the brisa by tefillin that says Shenas Arai is mutter, that's talking about Minyach Roshim and Birkov, like the Gemara Hakka said before. And the brisa that says that Shenas Ari by tefillin is osur is talking about when he's not Minyach Roshim ben Birkov, like the brisa by sukkah that says Shenas Ari is osur, which is talking about when he's not Minyach Roshim ben Birkov. So the Gemara didn't need to say, why did the Gemara need to come out to the Teretz if he's holding the tefillin? That brisa, when he's holding the tefillin, he's wearing the tefillin, but there's two different kinds of Shenas Ari. So the Pashut, the answer is, Ein Echanami, according to Abai, you could say that. According to Rav Yosef, you could say that. But the Gemara now is going like Rava. Rava doesn't have this distinction between the Minyach Roshim and Birkov and not Minyach Roshim and Birkov. Rava doesn't have the Gzeir of Shem Yerodim. And Shenas Ari is talking with her all the time. So why is the one Brisa say Shenas Ari is also? It must be talking about when you're holding them in your hands. That's the Pshutoi. Chavad is already here, according to the ritual, that Rava is only gemited to the distinction of Minyach Roshim and Birkov. Rava is coming Lahaisif. So then what's this theory over here? Why not say, at least the first two brises. Why not say the brise that says Shenas Ari is mutter? That's talking about Minyach Roshim ben Birkov. There's no Gzeir Shem Yerodim. The brise that says Shenas Ari is usher is talking about when he's not Minyach Roshim ben Birkov. Yeah, hopefully we say to this. Chavis Ari, the Ritva doesn't even talk about it. Chavis Ari, the Ritva, it's a shtickle Ari Yerim Shah. What can we maybe say? On behalf of the ritual. Like the sukkah. We have a steer between two brises. We have a brise by sukkah that says Shainas Ari is mutter. We have a brise by tefillin that says, reordering the sukkah. Basically, we have a steer between two brises. Not the steer at the end of the Gemara, the steer at the beginning of the Gemara. We have a brise by sukkah that says Shainas Ari by sukkah is mutter. We have a brise by sukkah that says that Shainas Ari by sukkah is awesome. On the other hand, we have a brise by tefillin That's one of these three vices that's reappearing now at the end. But we have a vice by tefillin that says that Shenis Ari is mutter. So basically, there's two approaches in the sugya. How to reconcile the two? Those original two vices. That again, we're not at the end of the sugya. Just the beginning of the sugya. By sukkah, it's a Shenis Ari is also. By tefillin, it's a Shenis Ari is mutter. I mean, basically, two approaches. The approach of Rav Yosef and all the Amoraim around Rav Yosef, who ask and answer around Rav Yosef, they learn that Sukkah is Gzeirah Shema Yirodah. The reason why you can't sleep Shein Azari in Sukkah is Gzeirah Shema Yirodah. I said, why don't you have the same Gzeirah by Tefillin? That was a biased question. So the bottom line answer is that the price of by Tefillin that says you're allowed to sleep Shein Azari is talking about a special case of Menir Hiroshi Ben Birkov where there is no Gzeirah Shema Yirodah. L'chayr, in that particular case, it will be mutter b'sukkah also. Shem speak this out. I think Shem speak this out. But by sukkah also, that will be mutter. Because there's no gzeirah shem yirodah. So it comes out that the two brises, that there's really no fundamental difference between sukkah and tefillin, the two brises are talking about two different cases. The brise of the by sukkah that says the shenis ari is osur, that's talking about an ordinary shenis ari, and there is gzeirah shem yirodah. The brise by tefillin that says that Shainas Ari is mutter, is talking about a special kind of Shainas Ari of Minya Khoishiv Ben Birkov, and that's why there's no Mizerish in the Yerodim, and that's why it's mutter. That's according to Rav Yosef. Rav is Chaylik. The way Rashi learns, Rav is Chaylik. Rav holds there is no Mizerish in the Yerodim. And therefore Shainas Ari by Tefillin is mutter, or even a regular Shainas Ari is mutter. So why by Sukkah is it also? Because Sukkah is altogether different. Ain't Kval Hashem. So now, according to now the Gemara says by tefillin itself we have a steer between three bises. The last bise that we're not going to address right now, but we have a steer between three bises. We have a bise that says Shein Asari is mutter, a bise that says Shein Asari is usur, and a bise that says that even Shein Asari is mutter. Right, so that last bise that even Shein Asari is mutter, that's talking about where you're not even you're that the tefillin are parasudralei. That's a special case. Fine, but what about the other two bises? The first two bises. One brisa says Shein Asari is osur, the other brisa says that Shein Asari is mutter. Steer between two brises by tefillin themselves. So the chayra, and the brisa is a teretz, that the brisa that says that Shein Asari is osur, it's not talking about where you're wearing the tefillin, that would actually be mutter. It's talking about where you're holding the tefillin in your hand, so if you doze off, you're going to drop the tefillin. But that's how the Gemara answers the brisa. L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yosef and his school of thought, we don't need that teretz. We have a pashut teretz, the same teretz that the Gemara gave before, to be miyashiv the steer between sukkah and tefillin, that sukkah is talking about where a regular shein is ara, and tefillin is talking about minyan chayishiv and birkov. So we could use the same mahalach to answer the steer over here by tefillin itself. That the brisa that says tefillin is mutter, shein is ara by tefillin is mutter, is talking about minyan chayishiv and birkov. Which is anyway true. That's what the Gemara said before. And the Braisa that says the Shein Asari is Osir is talking about an ordinary Shein Asari. And that's also called Shein Asari. Like you see by Sukkah, that's called Shein Asari. The Braisa by Sukkah that says Shein Asari is Osir is talking about an ordinary Shein Asari, not a Minya Chayishiv and Birkov. So that could be the Teretz for the steer by Tefillin. So why didn't the Gemara say that Teretz? So what's the Pashut answer? Yeah.
Well,
Shein Asari
Keva. The Braisa puts Shein Asari Keva that would also refer to Minya Chayishiv.
You have a good argument. The Braisa says Shenis Arai Avaloi Shenis Kvar. If it's talking about Nechoishim and Birkov, then like Lifle Belisni Bidi Day. What are you telling me? Avaloi Shenis Kvar. She Machalik and Shenis Arai itself. Yeah, but then it's a kasha nabai. I mean, it's a kasha on. It's a good question. But it's not a question now, it's a question that we've asked before in Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan quoted, Abaye quoted this brisa. Abaye asked from this brisa that says, Elo, the sign of Yochanan on the bus, Shane is Ari, the Tilman of Eloi, Shane is Kra, Leif Hashem, Yerodin. And the Lord answers, Vimini Chayishim, Vim Yerko. So the Chayit's a question of Yochanan himself. So why does the brisa say, you're allowed to sleep with Shane is Ari, but not a Shane is Kra? You should have been chalik within Shein Asari itself, between the Nechoishiv and Birkov and between the ordinary Shein Asari. Yes, I'll call for Chato Emir that in this price, the Shein Asari means whenever it's not the Nechoishiv and Birkov. That's what you have to say. Maybe it's a chizik to what I said yesterday, that it's not Stamak Zer, it's Zer Shem Yeradim, it's like a Leplug. every shenis arei is b'kayach shenis klal. Maybe here there's a chizik there. See, the b'risa calls every shenis arei, every ordinary shenis arei, the b'risa calls it a shenis klal. Like upon him, we can't blame that on, you know, that's what Yochanan said, and he said it in this b'risa. So why can't the Gemara say that? That's the theory, that's the parents between the two b'risas.
Maisa, according to the Ritva, every are cold. No one thinks you can sleep in film besides Rosh Hashanah and Berachot, right?
Right.
So before you say anything, you have to say when the Brisa says you can sleep arai, that's Rosh Hashanah and Berachot.
Right.
So, meaning like almost al karka, you have to say that both Rava and Rav Yosef were reinterpreting Shinas arai to mean
at least in this Brisa, it means Rosh Hashanah and Berachot, right? Because this is Hashem
Yodin. The price doesn't have, meaning the price doesn't have to be mechali between Rosh Hashanah and between Rosh Hashanah and Berachot, because that's almost like an assumption going in. The only time you'd ever have a kasha if it was Rosh Hashanah and Berachot.
No, but still, why can't the other Brisa that says that a person could sleep Shaina Sar? I mean, fine. I mean, this Brisa, whatever it is, this is what the Brisa says. Other Shaina Sar. It's Bechal Shenis Gvayin and is also.
Once you say the only time it's ever mother is Rosh Hashanah Berachot, then there really isn't the musag of Shinas Arai. The definition of Shinas Arai would be a situation where you don't have a chashash of hafacha. But once you say that that's usher anyway, then what's the nafkamina mean of calling it Shinas Arai?
But that's what in this price, that's what it means. I mean, I'm not sure what you want. In this price, the Shainas Ari means when you're a miracle. Then that's what it means. From what I said before, that's what it means. And Rav is going to go into the ritual of Rav's mind today.
So
the question is the other price.
Shainas Ari means Rosh Hashanah Berachot, the price which says that Arai is Aser, you can't say that's not Rosh Hashanah Berachot, because what does Arai mean if it's not Rosh Hashanah Berachot?
I don't know. What did it mean in the price of Ari? I mean, there is it. Maybe we could say parents al derech zeh, but we don't have to say it so fancy. We say it simple. We could say like this, that according to Rava, lo motzinu, that a regular Shemus Arai is called Shemus Arai in the Braisa. Meaning, according to Abaye, we do find in the Braisa of the Feirish that the word Shenes Arai is used to refer to an ordinary Shenes Arai that's not Minyach Reshiv in Birkov, namely the Bais of Sukkah. The Bais of Sukkah that says that you're not allowed to sleep Shenes Arai. It's not talking about Minyach Reshiv in Birkov, it's talking about an ordinary Shenes Arai. So you see that an ordinary Shenes Arai is called by a Bais, the Sukkah Bais, it's called Shenes Arai. So according to Abaye, certainly, according to Abaye or Reshiv, for Birkov, and according to those Amirai, so It's there's nothing, doesn't seem very difficult to say that the second vice here by Tefillin, the vice here by Tefillin that says that you're not allowed to sleep Hashem Nesarai, could be exactly the same as the vice of by Sukkah. According to Rava, the vice of by Sukkah that says you're not allowed to sleep Hashem Nesarai is also talking in the operation of Mendirka, because there's a special Sfarah by Sukkah of Ein Kral Hashem. That means we don't really have anywhere a Beferish of Vice that uses the word, the term Hashem Nesarai, to refer to an ordinary Hashem Nesarai. So maybe according to Rava, the word Shenes Arai always means Meniach Reishiv in Birkov. Why should I say that there's different usages in the Raisa? The same way that in the first Raisa, Shenes Arai means Meniach Reishiv in Birkov. So in the second Raisa, Shenes Arai presumptively means the same thing, Meniach Reishiv in Birkov. And that's Shenes, why is it also? Why is the answer to Nakal Levi Yodik? Yeah, maybe we could say it. It's a little bit dull. Then this is, anybody have a Gemara Shabbos? Any chance? Taisus in Shabbos, I have it in my phone, so he's there. Taisus in Shabbos has a funny lashon. The Taisus that we've been talking about. Parallel Taisus to the one by us. Taisus in Shabbos has the following lashon, and you see it's Mamash Shara lashon. Taisus over there says the following. I touched on the Gemara that we spoke about yesterday. The Gemara says in Tefillah need a Gufnoki Kalisha Baknafayim. What does that mean, Kalisha Baknafayim? Abai says Shelo Yafiach Behem, Rabba says Shelo Yishin. The Taish over there says that Abai also agrees you're not allowed to go to sleep in Tefillah. Now I go sleep in Tefillah. Taisa by us also makes this point. Taisa by us points to it. Taisa by us points to Abai's having said Abai himself said that Tefillah also is exer shem yirada. Taisa by us points to Abai's words. Abai said el me'atad Tefillah also is exer shem yirada. Why does Abai say otherwise? And Taisa b'charim said Abai must agree with Tevutzim that l'maisa Tefillah is also shem yirada. I said, why does Abai over there in Shabbos say that you only need to be like Elisha Baknafayim Shelo Yafiach Behem? Why don't you need to be like Elisha Baknafayim that you shouldn't Shelo Yishin Behem? So Taisa's answer is by us that over there that Abai agrees you're not allowed to actually go to sleep while you're wearing tefillin. He just doesn't think that you have to be a deeper like Elisha Baknafayim in the not going to sleep, because even if you'll go to sleep, even if accidentally you'll fall asleep, it's not the end of the world, because it's only a Gzeir Hashem Yafiach. You don't have to be Lisha Baknafayim in the sleeping issue. Even if you're not such a Superman and not going to sleep. So you try not to go to sleep. And if you fall asleep, anyway, it's only Xerah. So we're not going to lose sleep over the fact that you're going to sleep. You're not going to sleep. That's the Taisa by us. And Taisa over there also, Batsim says that. But Taisa over there, when he wants to prove that Abai also agrees that you're not allowed to go to sleep, you're not allowed to go to sleep when you're wearing tefillin, the Taisa's lashon is, Mi Labai Nami Maide the Osir Lishan Behem. Like the Brisa says in Sukkah, the osel lishin betfilin ben sheinas kva ben sheinas ara. And he says, Abai also agrees you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin. Like the Brisa says that you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin ben sheinas kva ben sheinas ara. What's the taisa of pelulchar? What's the pelul taisa? Doesn't say that in the Brisa. I mean, yeah, there is a Brisa that says now that tefillin are also ben sheinas kva ben sheinas arai. But the Gemara says, what's that talking about? What? Nokel aviyodek. But wearing tefillin, the Brisa says you talk a lot of tefillin sheinas arai. Yeah, according to Abai, that's talking about minyach reishiv. According to Rabbi Yochanan, and maybe Abai is talking about minyach reishiv and birkut. But what it says in the Brisa, there's no Brisa that says that you're not allowed to sleep sheinas arai in tefillin. Okay, the Brisa, you're allowed to sleep Shana Sarai. There is a Brisa that says you're not allowed to sleep Shana Sarai in Philip. But that Brisa, the Gemara says, is talking about the special case of the Nokhil Levi Yodah, which is not relevant over there. What does Taisa want? What's he quoting the Brisa? There is no Brisa. There's no such Brisa. He can quote a Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a Gzer Shem Yodah. If you want to show me that you're not allowed to sleep Shana Sarai in Philip, so you can point to Abaye, like Taisa's boss, you can point to Abaye that there should be Gzer Shem Yodah by Philip. You can point to Rav Yechon or whatever. And that's what Taisa B'Yos does. That's the rap that Taisa B'Yos takes. Abai said there's Xer Shem Yerodim. I mean, Rav Yosef said there's Xer Shem Yerodim. Abai seems to agree to Rav Yosef that there's Xer Shem Yerodim. Abai says the same thing should be true by Tefillin. And bottom line of the Gemara, yes, the same thing is true by Tefillin. Either Abai says you're allowed to sleep Shein Asarai, because that's talking about Minyach Reishiv and Birkut. So you can go that route and show me that Abai holds that you're not allowed to sleep even a Shein Asarai with Tefillin. But there's no Reishiv. Maybe you could say, well, it's with Derech Tilkun, but maybe the shot in that Tosis is that the Gemara, Al Derech Hu is the same. The Gemara that says that the Brisa that Asa Shein Asari and Tefillin is talking about Nokot Levi Yodeh, that's only according to Rava, who holds that there's no Gzeres Shem Yerodim. But according to Rav Yosef, Abaye, Rav Yechon, and according to those Amiroim, that there's Gzeres Shem Yerodim by Tefillin also. And the Brisa, and that's why by Sukkah you're not allowed to sleep b'shein esarai gzer shemi yirodim. So then there's no need to zetzayim. There's no need to make a new kimt. I don't know what the English is zetzayim. There's no need to
pigeonhole.
Zetzayim much better than a pigeonhole. There's no need to say that the Brisa that asa shein esarai is talking about nokot levi yodim. Now the Brisa kipshuta. Koint abai the Brisa is kipshuta ben shein esarai ben shein esarai. Yeah, exactly like by Sukkah, and it's not talking about minyach reishiv and birkut. So that maybe that's what Taisus over there means in Shabbos, and that would put Taisus in the camp of Rashi, the Rava's Cholok and the Gzeres Shem Yerodim. So the Gemara is going like Rava, but quite Abai, there's no need to say that Shein Nogel Levi Yodah. Taisus Kipshuta. So maybe Taisus quotes the Brisa. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's still funny. Why does it call the Braisa? It's not supposed to shot in the Braisa. There's an alternate shot in the Braisa. She put a bayah. My wife told me what a bayah holds. The Meister Rabbah doesn't run the Braisa that way. And Chalak has to clear why Pesach is killed in the Shainas Ari at all. He said yesterday, the Elisha Bak Nafayim to be nizir not to go to sleep. Point to rub your last deep Shainas Ari with filling. Especially if you hold like places. If you hold like Rashi. Especially if you hold that places holds like Rashi. That Rabbah doesn't have the Xer of Shemir Rodin, which is what we're trying to say now, the Yashu that Lashon. So he said, point to Rabbah, you're allowed to go to sleep Shainas Ari and filling. And sorry, by the way, it's not very long. It comes after Memei Amos, like a minute or something. But whatever it is, you're allowed to sleep the Shana Sari in filling according to Rava. So why does Rava say that you need to be Kalisha Baknafayim? That is Shalo Yishin Vem. Must mean Shalo Yishin Shana Sklav. So why is Taisha over there Bechabasi with Shana Sari? Like, that's not the point, you know. The Elisha Baknafayim is for Shana Sklav, not necessarily for Shana Sari. Maybe Taisha wants to make the point that Abai even asks the Shana Sari. Why don't you have to be Kalisha Baknafayim? Yeah, so he said, no, it's only Xer without Kalisha Baknafayim. At the end of the day, we need to come out the Bai. Just quoting the Bryce is not really such an accomplishment because there's other Pshatim in the Bryce. You want to show me a Bryce that the Tefillin is also even saying Zahar? It doesn't necessarily say that in the Bryce. According to Rav, that's not what it says in the Bryce. And you think that that's what Abai thinks the Bryce says, so you should be talking to me about Abai, not about the Bryce. It's still not glatt. Why is Tefillin talking about the Bryce? The Bryce is ambivalent. The Gemara has a different shot than the Bryce. You want to show me the chain of Zari is also in filling. For some reason, you want to show me, you know, how far a body goes. Not even allowed to sleep chain of Zari. So he quotes the Brisa. The Brisa doesn't necessarily say that. It might say that. It might not. Depends how you learn the Brisa. The Gemara can't learn the Brisa otherwise. Fine, it's going like wrong. So you're going to tell me, no, but that's not how a body learns the Brisa. So don't start with the Brisa. Tell me a body, which was the place to be asked us. Could be that's a terrible place to live. He's not busy with Asim. So it's a shorthand. But basically Tosfos there is saying he wants to say with Tosfos Beyos. Point out by Abai is telling me after it's filling on me there should be Xer Hashem Yerodim, and the end of the sugi is that there really is Xer Hashem Yerodim. It's just Menach Yishev and Birkov and so on. So Tosfos Beyos is in the sugi, so that's how he talks about it. Tosfos over there is not in the sugi, so he doesn't want to go with the whole tell me the whole shakar tari of the sugi. So he says Beloshin Ksar. Point out by even Shemus Ari is also, and that's the price. Point out by that's Pshat in the price. No different than the Brisa by Baisa. Okay, one last hour and then we'll go. Then we'll go on to Chazayin. Bottom line in the sugya, at least according to Rashi, and now we're saying the Tosfos also this way, is that there's a machlekes between in the Gzeir Shem Yerodim. There's a machlekes between Rava on the one hand. And Rav Yosef, Abai, Rav Yochanan, all those Amoraim on the other. But those other Amoraim, all those Amoraim, including Abai, hold that there's a Gzer Hashem Yerodim. You're not allowed to sleep with Shein Asarai, Gzer Hashem Yerodim. Both by Sukkah and by Tum. And Rava, Rash is Beferish, and I want to say that Rashi agrees to that, the ritual is Chaylik, but we right now can find ourselves to Rashi in presumptively places. Rava holds that there's no Gzer Hashem Yerodim. And if you're allowed to sleep with Shainas Ari B'Tfilin, not only the Menach Yishev and Birkov, but you're allowed to sleep with Shainas Ari B'Tfilin. That's the passage of the sugya in the bottom of the Omer, that the Christ that asks the Shainas Ari is only by not to pray the Omer. So therefore it comes out, who's more machmir in the issue of Shainas and Tfilin, Abai or Rava? Abai doesn't even allow Shainas Ari, he's there as Shema Yerod. Rava allows Shainas Ari, he's not Chosh Shema Yerod. And Asagil, Abai is the one who's more machmir in the chash of Shana. On the other hand, in the sugi in Shabbos, the way Tais is going to sugi in Shabbos, Rav is the one who's more machmir in the chash of Shana. Because Abai says, when you put on tefillin, you don't have to be an Elisha Baknafayim in the issue of Shana. It's enough, you're an Elisha Baknafayim, that you won't be mitiach when you're awake. But Shana, you don't have to be such a big gibber. Hope for the best, and even if you fall asleep, it's only Xer anyway, so you should come. So, according to Tosfos, it comes out that Rava is more cavalier about the Chashash of Shana than Abai. Abai is more cavalier, and Rava is more machmir. The way Rashi learns the Sugin Shabbos doesn't come out that way, because according to Rashi, we said yesterday, Rashi learns the Sugin Shabbos differently, that everybody's Chashash. Everybody agrees you have to be in Elisha Bach Nefayim about falling asleep. The Machlekes is you have to be in Elisha Bach Nefayim about being Mefich when you're awake. So according to Bai, this is, comes out differently. They're all the same. But according to Tosfos Ma'alot in that Gemara, comes out that Abaye is the one who's more Mekil, Nechshas Shema, and Rav is the one who's more Machli. So it's a little bit strange. It's Svaras Hafuchas. That in our Gemara, I mean, of course, it's two different issues. In our Gemara, the issue is, are you allowed to sleep with Shena's Arai? He's Erev Shema Yerodim. And over there, the issue is a little bit different. When you put on tefillin, you have to make sure that you're a Mr. Alert, Kalisha Bach Nefayim, who doesn't fall asleep ever, unless he wants to, in order to be allowed to put on tefillin. But nonetheless, these are both issues of chash shema. Chash, maybe you'll fall asleep, maybe you'll be mefiach. And in our Gemara, Abaye is more machmir and Rav is more mekel. And the Gemara over there, Abaye is more mekel and Rav is more machmir. So Tali Gavu comes as far as Hafuchas. I just want to talk to you a little bit, just, how do you deal with such a steer? And I think there's two possibilities, maybe a little bit paradigmatic. There's two possibilities. One possibility is to say well, yeah, in a way, at face value, it's at first blush, it's sort of soros hafuchos, but mice, it's not the identical chash. The chash by us is will a shenis ari lead to a shenis kvat. The chash over there is the person is how much do you have to be allowed to put on tefillah, and how much do you have to be a person who's not choshev that is going to fall asleep into a shenas kvat? So maybe it's not the same. And the issue of how much a shenas arvai is going to turn into a shenas kvat, so there Abai is more machmir. Abai holds every shenas arvai could turn into a shenas kvat. Shemini rodim, after all, you're asleep, so you don't know when you're going to wake up. Not so much biyodim. So there Abai is more machmir. And the Rava thinks, and that means, but the Rava is not so machmir. He thinks, no, Shenas Arai will not turn into Shenas Kvat. On the other end, on the issue of L'chadchila, to put on tefillin, how much do you have to be bodek yourself, that you're not tired, that you're not that you're zoros, that you're not going to fall asleep? Maybe there is faket. Not the end of the world. Maybe there is faket. No, it's not that Abai cares less about Shein and Rava cares more about Shein, or Abai cares more about Afocha and Rava cares less about Afocha. It's in the particular chash of Shema Yerodim, with a particular chash that even though you think you're awake now and you put on the tefillin, but maybe later on you're going to get tired. So with those particular chashes, Abai has one perspective and Rav has another. That's number one. That could be. Then I thought maybe you could say also, a little bit of a poo-poo, that maybe Hiane Senes. That since Rava holds that you're not allowed to put on tefillin unless you're in Elisha Bach Nefayim and sleeping, you're a guy who really is really, you're very self-confident that you don't fall asleep on the job. So because Rav doesn't let you put on tefillin, unless you're in Elisha Bach Nefayim. So therefore, Rav is more mekel than Shenas Arai. Because the guy wearing tefillin is in Elisha Bach Nefayim. So once you're in Elisha Bach Nefayim, we're not afraid that your Shenas Arai is going to turn into Shenas Kvah. Mashenkin or Abai holds that, no, everybody can put on tefillin. You don't have to be Elisha Bach Nefayim to put on tefillin. No, so everybody could put on tefillin, then you have to be more choshed that the Shenas Arai is going to turn into Shenas Kvah. It's a little bit of a jujitsu. That's just as far as the fuchas, faket. That's good for pshat in the machlek. What? Like a plug. Maybe even there, we could say that Abai hope made a late plug out of it because he holds that everybody wears tefillin. So everybody wears tefillin, we have to make a late plug because the late plug comes from the fact that you don't know when you're going to wake up. But Elisha Bach Nefayim, so when they go to sleep, maybe they're Shemus Arai. It doesn't turn into Shemus Kvah. There we could be Mechalik. Anyway, it's a pshetel. I think there is a. Yeah, that's the third possibility. Right, that's the emes. You're right. Third possibility. There's not so much sabuchus kwen teisus, because maybe teisus holds like the ritva, the rabbis made it that way over here. Rabbis kanu lahis of Vesukha, that even minyach reishim and birkav is also. But in the Shem Yerodim, maybe rabbis made it that way. Yeah, that could be, except that then we lose the shaft and teisus in the price at the end of the teisus that I read before. The teisus at the end says the price is talking about, the price says the Shem Sarai is also. What do you mean? The Gemara says it's only not like, you know, that chesmen I made before, that the Gemara is only going like Rova, but according to Abai, Sakab Shat, the Gemara is different. That assumes that there's a Machlekes Abai and Rova. You can't have both. You can't have both Stikul Torah. You can't have the Stikul Torah that at the end of places that the Gemara by us, that's Miyashu the Brisa, Benoka Leviyodi, that's like a Rova who doesn't have Gzer Shem Yirod. But according to Abaye, there is that is Gzer Shem Yirod, the Brisa is Kipshuta. That only works if you assume that Rova is Chaylak on the Gzer. You want to say Rova holds like the Gzer, so that's fine, but then you can't say that Pshat in the Tatsis. Okay, you take your pick. There is a fly in the Cheshbon, there is a fly in the ointment. There is a problem in the Cheshbon, because if we're going to say that the only reason why Rova was not Choshe Shem Yerodim was only because Tfilin are worn by Elisha Bach Nefayim, so then by Sukkah Rova will be Meidah that there's Gzer Shem Yerodim. So what's fair on that? Right, if the whole reason why Rova is not Choshe Shem Yerodim is only because who wears Tfilin? Elisha Bach Nefayim. By Elisha Bach Nefayim there's no Gzer Shem Yerodim. So by Sukkah, doesn't say anywhere that you can't go into a Sukkah unless you're Elisha Bach Nefayim. I mean, maybe, yeah, but Pashto's not. So then, why would Rava need to say that Sukkah, that ain't Kval Hashem? He should have said Sukkah's Gzer Hashem Yerodim. I'd advise. Yeah. So that's not so good for this. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah for Zayin now. I want to hop around for this Sukkah. Bill, I had a chance to start this again. Okay, Nahaskala. Rabbi Lezer, you down to this chayiv on the lechel b'sukkah achatz v'yem achatz b'layla. Rabbi Lezer says you have to eat in the sukkah two sukkahs a day. The Gemara says it's not having teshu came to do. Just like ordinarily the vase, a person eats two meals a day. So by sukkah also you have to eat two meals a day. The chacham ma'imim aim is over kitzva. Chacham says no, it's no shir. When you're hungry, you have to eat in the sukkah. Like the Gemara says, the first night there, Chacham say you have to eat the Mitzvah. The Oyram Rebbe Leza, Mishu Yochal Leila Yom Tov Harishon. God would be goes through with Leila, but let's assume right now Leila. The Ritvus is prepared as Leila. The Mashal takes it out. After the dishes later in the Sugi. Meanwhile, we'll read the Mishnah the way it says, Mishu Yochal Leila Yom Tov Harishon, Vash Yashlum Leila Yom Tov Achon Shulchag. The Chalim Ein Lo Ish Tashlum and Yazen Ema Gumus Liyichalis Kan Yichisan Liyichulim Anas. So Leza says the person didn't eat in the Sukkah the first night of Sukkahs, and Kibi Mashlim the night of Shmini Atzeres. Just in case Tashlum, just Tashlum in the Sukkah. Rashi says later it's learned that from Karbanas Achad. The person didn't bring Karbanas Achad the first day, he could bring Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a tashlumen for sukkahs, so just like it's tashlumen for kabbalas, so it's a tashlumen for yeshiva sukkah. You can make up. You didn't sleep leil yom tov harishon. Chayyim not only leil yom tov harishon, quite terrible as there. Any one of the sukkahs, the yudal sukkahs, they have to be matched. We'll see if we'll be totally pshat in the month. We'll see also if Achlekes Yishayim this tashlumen they do Shmini Atzeres. Do you do it with in the sukkah or not in the sukkah? Rashi says, it's not eating in the sukkah, we don't place it eating in the sukkah. It's a kashlumah without a sukkah. And other Yishayim, the Meiri, the Ritva, they learned that the Vada, to be kashlumah for mitzvah sukkah, it has to be in a sukkah. I bought place it. So the Meiri says, it's not about place it. I'm not doing it for mitzvah sukkah, I'm doing it for kashlumah. What place it would be if I did it for mitzvah sukkah? I'm doing it for kashlumah of sukkah. So that's not about place it. Basically, it's what's the machlekes? Rashi says it is about this. Rashi says this to eat in the tashlumen you can't be besukkah because if you besukkah be about this. And the Ritva says, and the Ritva says it is in the sukkah. He doesn't address the about this issue, but somebody else will say like the Meiri, who also says that it's in the sukkah, and the Meiri speaks out. What about about this? He says about this is if you sit in the sukkah l'shem sukkah. It's basically more in the Shoshana. More in the Shoshana Chochah says that if you sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres, so since more like this that. Generally speaking, whether you need Baal Tosef, whether Baal Tosef needs Kavana or not, is totally if Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. If Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, then you're not Abraham Baal Tosef unless you do a mitzvah, unless you do the extra mitzvah. Let's see, you took, be Baal Tosef. You wore two pairs of tefillin. So it's maybe Baal Tosef. Or it took five minim in a lulav. Whatever the case is, Baal Tosef. So if Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, then you have to have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah in the fifth minute. Otherwise, it's nothing. If mitzvah ain't shi'ches kavana, then you don't have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah to be baltais. the Gemara says that's only bizmana. Shaloi bizmana, then for sure, without kavon, it's not bapes. So, Shemini Atzeres is shaloi bizmana. So if you sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres without kavon l'shem mitzvah, then it's not bapes. If you sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres with kavon l'shem mitzvah, then it's bapes. I'm talking there, it's strong apple stuff. So that's the machlokes here. That what about if I'm sitting in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres l'shem mitzvah tashlumin? So Rashi says that would also be bapes. Therefore, the tashlumin Shemini Atzeres must be not besukkah. And the Meiri says no, that's not called kavon l'shem mitzvah. That's called kavon l'shem tashlumin. So Meir is not a problem of bapes. Here's Logan. What's the oimik of the machlokes? Let's see Rashi. Without this, the Gemara the first time. The Chacham say, "No, ain't the other kitzvah. Im rotzel is anis, ain't the skukum loy. Ela im yoichal lo yoichal chus l'suka. Chutz milel yom te perishin she ain't the rashi lis anis." Could be all of the Gemara. The lesson of Rashi is very, very strong. That the other 14 days, the other 13 suddas, you could be misanim. The first night you can't be misanim. Then this. We spoke about it in the past a little bit. Shalom Rishonim. Why don't it special in the first night that you have to eat within Tesvav? We'll see in the Gemara. This is the Gemara. You have to eat in the Sukkah the first night of Sukkahs. You have to eat every day of Yom Tov. You have to eat past. The Gemara says in Brachos that if you forgot the Yalav Yom Tov invention, so you have to go back on Yom Tov because there's a chiyuv to eat bread. There's a chiyuv to eat past and a chiyuv to bench. And if you forgot Yalav Yom Tov, you have to be chayzer. Kalamay, there's no chiyuv to eat past. So if you forgot Yalav Yom Tov, even if you did eat pass, you don't. If you forget Yalav Yom Tov, you don't have to go back. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to eat pass. Two sudas, at least. Shabbos sudas is a shadow, but at least two sudas you have to eat pass, and therefore you have to go back for Yalav Yom Tov. So it means every Yom Tov you have a chiyuv to eat two sudas. So why do you need a special in the night of Tesvav, the first night of Sukkot, that there's a chiyuv achila? So the Shalom Rishonim. So we saw the Rosh answers that the Nafkamin is if it's raining. So Al Sudas Yom Tov, if you could eat in the house, you could be basically by eating a kizayis in the house. But Al Tesvav Tesvav, you have to eat in the Sukkah in the rain. That assumes that Tesvav Tesvav, you could eat in the rain. Taisus and Bracha says it's a different nusuch. He says, and he assumes you cannot eat in the rain. But he says, there's still a Nafkamin. If it rained and I ate in the house, and then it stopped raining. So Al Sudas Yom Tov, I was Yaisi Sudas Yom Tov. But after Zvav, now that it stopped raining, I have to go out and eat again in the Sukkah. So these Rishonim are assuming that there really is a chiv to eat bread every Yom Tov. Sounds like they hold the chiv their isa, because otherwise, what's the kasha altogether? Zvav, Tezvav is talking with me their isa, maybe their abode. They seem to assume that the chiv to eat pas on Yom Tov, every Yom Tov, is a chiv within their isa. Otherwise, the kasha doesn't start. The Miri says that for a test. Miri says, yes, of course it's a chiv to eat pas on Yom Tov, but midi rabbanon, here they didn't derise of this one. And the other hand, Taisus by us, as it says, a different terrace. Taisus by us says the Gemara in Shabbos, in Brachos rather, that says that you have to eat pas on Yom Tov means the night of Sukkot, and the first night of Sukkot, and the night of the Seder. But in Echnami, the rest of Yom Tov, you don't have to eat pas. Other Yom Tov, you don't have to eat pas. You have to have maybe Bosa, but Av Simcha, but you don't have to have pas. Chayyur Rashi sounds like Taisus by Yom. Rashi Beferish, the other Yud Dalas, the other Yud Gimel Sudas, you could be misanah. I'm going to really come out Beferish in Rashi. I mean, the Chayyur Beferish can't be mamish to fast, not a fast on Inui, but it means we don't have to pass enough of a meal. We have a Hershey bar, we don't have to have pass. Chayyur in Rashi misanah doesn't mean literally misanah. It means you don't have to eat a Sudas. But Akaponim, it says the Chayyur Beferish in Rashi that Rotsa Misana. Or unless maybe Rashi means like the Meiri, the Midiraisa Rotsa Misana. Because maybe Rashi could concede Midarabon Yak that pass. But at least on a Deraisa level. So, it's the Chayyur Beferish in Rashi that you do not need to eat pass. Only the first night. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here, but they'll be more informed if we do the Gemara first. So the Gemara says, my time of Rebbe Elazar. Teishu came to do. My dear, achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, apsuka achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Rabbanon, kedira. My dear, b'yochli b'yochli, apsuka nami b'yochli b'yochli. So machleket, how to learn teishu kein tadur? Rav Leizer says teishu kein tadur means two meals a day. Kibesa. Chacham says kul kaket. Teishu kein tadur means yibayochel, yibayloyochel. Yochel efilu leilam tefrishinami. Point to Chacham. Amagerchem shemashim yetzodek, nema kan chamishosa, venema lalon chamishosa, v'chag amatsa isma lalon, laila vishin chayvim kan deyel chushosa, kan laila vishin chayvim kan deyel chushosa. Also, in other America, they have taken matzahs across the cover chayv. So I had a shayla about this yudalus of this, or blessed yudalus of this. As teishu kein tadur, you have to eat yudalus of this. I have a chakira, a long distance chakira, and I think this chakira, I think, is a yusoid, I think it's fundamental in the sugya, at least I'm going to make it fundamental in the sugya. We'll start maybe with the Chacham. Chacham say, boy ochli, boy leoch. So I already spoke a few times that the Mishkas Chinuch says that boy ochli, boy leochli means that sukkah is really not a mitzvah even a sukkah. It's an issue to eat out of the sukkah. And other achayim, very achayim, Rabbi Kreger, Rabbi Shem Shkop, the chaylik on this Mishkas Chinuch. They learn about it's a chiyuv. Because the mitzvah is not an issa. Why it's a mitzvah? But the mitzvah is to be kaveh a deer in the sukkah. The way you kaveh a deer in the sukkah is by yibayochli, yibayloyochel. When you want to do this kvah, you go into the sukkah. When you want to go to sleep, you go into the sukkah. With that, you kaveh a deer in the sukkah. Because you make the sukkah your address. That's the get of the mitzvah, is to make the sukkah your address. This I wanted to explain the Yireim, the Mordechai brings, that once sukkah started, so even if you became a star in Shena, you could still do Achila. But if at the beginning of sukkah, the sukkah wasn't ready for Shena, then it's no good for Achila either. But that's to get that done. If at the beginning of sukkah, it was ready for Shena, so I was conveyed here in the sukkah 100%. Later on, I became a star in Shena. So, like the Mordechai says, that the person, if his house, if he would become a star in his house, he wouldn't stay in the house. But it's still his house. So that's not a student teishu kein tadur. If my sukkah developed a smell, so the same with my house developed a smell, and I couldn't sleep there, I would leave. But it's still my house. So if the sukkah develops a smell, it's still my sukkah. But if at the very beginning of sukkah it wasn't royal Shena, then it's not my mokum dir. How could I be kaveh dir in the sukkah in the first place? Yeah, we also use the svar to explain what's the chor implicit in the rishonim by the sukkah by shermeginos, that you have to be mitzvah all you came into the sukkah, and if you're not mitzvah, if you're not able to be mitzvah all you came into the sukkah, then you're not, then you're potter from sukkah. Part of the mitzvah likuvah is you have to be mitzvah you came. Why is it likuvah? Because that's how you kaveh dira. On the other hand, the first night of sukkah is a chiyuv in the sukkah. So that's also what I talked about recently. But the pshat is that's not a chiyuv to be kaveh dira in the sukkah. Because if it was a chiyuv to be kaveh dira, then it would be yibayochli, yibayochli, yibayloyochli. That's a chiyuv, either a chiyuv achila, or it's a chiyuv to do a maisi yeshiva. That's the nusach I prefer. Then. That it's a chiyuv to do a maisi yeshiva in the sukkah. It's not to be kaveh my address in the sukkah. But that's yibayochli, yibayloyochli. Here is a chiyuv note. I do an active maisi yeshiva in the sukkah. And there might be nachkaminus, look having mitzvah. We told him I've been kaveh dir in the sukkah, so mitzvah is potter. Because that's not how I'm kaveh dir in my house. I'm mitzvah in my house, I leave. So in kviyas dir, mitzvah is nothing if I'm potter. Maybe it's nikra hedyet, because I call it potter, but the Rabbi says nikra hedyet. But the point is, be kaveh dir in the sukkah, if it's a mokum shem mitzvah boy, and you wouldn't stay in your house, so in the kviyas dir, it's your potter. Hashenka, the first item of sukkah, it was not a chiyuv of kviyas dir. It's a chiyuv to do a maisi yeshiva. So what's the difference? I'm mistar or not mistar? I'm not looking to make this my address. I'm looking to do a maisi yeshiva. Maisi yeshiva is a maisi yeshiva. What's the difference if I'm mistar? It's still called a maisi yeshiva. That's the background. We already married from that. So that's the hezber, and those who show you that this first night you have to eat in the rain. Those who show you hold the first night you don't eat in the rain. Either because they hold that mitzvah is not just a chisor and teishu kein tadur, it's a chisor and kezach ranon. It's an independent chisor and stam. Stam is not a ma'aseh yeshiva. Well, like the Goyim says, it ain't a sukkah. While draining, it's a dira sukkah. It's not a sukkah at all. It's all the way that we talked about. Like upon him, the nekud that I want to bring out is that in Chachamim, the chi of sukkahs, the whole sukkahs, Yivayochel, Yivayochel, is to be kareiv dira in the sukkah, to make it my address. And that's expressed by Yivayochel, Yivayochel. The first night is a different kind of chi altogether. It's a chi of to do a maisa chi in the sukkah. Again, Linyanenu right now, you know, whether that means it's a chiv to do a maisa achila in the sukkah, it's a chiv to do a maisa yeshiva through achila, like the little hair splitting over there, is not so important to me right now. But we'll call it a maisa achila or a maisa yeshiva. When you name it right now, it's two sides of the same coin. So now I want to know in a blessing. A blessing holds the after yuddal sukkahs. And where's the affirmation came to do? The chara, I could understand that two ways. I could understand it. That it's really a chiyuv, it's fundamentally a chiyuv to be kaveh adir in the sukkah. Because it's learned out from the pasuk of Peshu came to do it. So it's a chiyuv kviyas dir of the sukkah. The difference between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, the machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim is that Chachamim, the way I'm kaveh adir in the sukkah is Yivayochel, Yivayochel. I don't eat every meal at home. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, the way you kaveh adir in the sukkah is to eat Tusud HaSadeh. That's the way you kaveh adir in the sukkah. But the tachlis is to be kaveh adir in the sukkah, the way to make it my address. The machlekes of Rabbi Elazar Chachamim is, how do I make it my address? Rabbi Chacham holds, I make it my address with Yivayochel, Yivayochel. And Chacham and Rabbi Elazar says, no, to make it my address, I need actually eat 14 sukkahs in the sukkah. That's possibility number one. Or possibility number two, Rabbi Elazar holds, even though it's not that confession came to do, Rabbi Elazar, the chiyuv to eat 14 sukkahs in the sukkah is not to make it my address. Making it my address, maybe Rabbi Elazar would agree that it would have been sufficient to Yivayochel, Yivayochel. Rabbi Elazar holds as a chiyuv to do 14 maisa yeshiva or slash achil in the sukkah. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's 14 laila rishonos. And I'll tell you, Pasha Bakimina. And that's where it will bring out the Hakira. According to those rishonim, that the first night to eat in the rain, because it's not a right, the first night in the rain. So what would they hold about the 14 sudas of Rabbi Elazar? The Rosh Moshe says the first night in the rain. Well, what would be the dinner of Elazar's 14 sudas if it's raining? The after eat the rain or not? And down the pet.
He doesn't hold from the Tzera Shabbat, though. Rabbi Elazar has, apparently.
Right, he has a different limud.
So
in Echnavi, that's why there's a welcome to say this for the other side of the Fakir. That since he's learned that after Teshu came to do it. So maybe it's just a chiyuv to be conveying my address. You know, this is the way I'm conveying my address. Or maybe not, since his understanding that Peshuv came to do is they have to actually do two sudas a day. So maybe that's nothing to do with being conveying my address, because being conveying, making my address wouldn't require that. It must be that the Torah's Megal and Peshuv came to do something like with the Torah's Megal and Tesvav, according to the Chachamim, that there's a chiyuv achilah 14 times.
That's what it sounds like you tell the Apotropos of a Ripas, like that he, like it's not enough to just be in the sukkah and eating. You have to have like a more of a maisa of like a achila. Has to be more chashuv. I thought from that story, it's much like the second one that Rebbe saying. So the Baruch Hashem now. Like, hey, you tell them that's not the way that I have usual theory. You tell them that, like, you even so, you just thought that too soon.
Even that I can hear both ways. Either he was telling him it's not a chiyuv dira, it's a chiyuv of achila, so what do I care how you live? Or he was telling him, this is the way the Torah said, you have to give a dira and sukkahs. Not telling you, it's telling people. Yeah. Takuponim, this is the chakira, and I think going forward, I don't have a hakra. I think going forward it'll be useful to think about these two different sons of the Chakir. But Benachem Olam, the Chakir is, the Yud Dalet Sud is like Yud Dalet Laila Rishonis, meaning it's a Chiyuv Achila. It was going back to the original distinction. Sukkos, the whole point of the Chachamim, the Chiyuv Sukkah, the whole week of Yivayochel, Yivayochel, is to make the Sukkah my address, to create Dira in the Sukkah. The first night, it's a Chiyuv, let's say for short, it's a Chiyuv Maisa Achila. Again, Maisa Achila over here might mean a Maisa Achila in the Sukkah, it might mean a Maisa Yeshiva in the Sukkah, I don't know, we're not going to be noticed, it doesn't matter right now. But it's a Chiyuv, it's not a Chiyuv to be created Dira in the Sukkah, it's a Chiyuv to do a Maisa Achila in the Sukkah. And according to the Rosh, there's an afkamina that you have to do it even in the rain. Even those who show them disagree with the Rosh, it's for other reasons. Because they hold Kazakhranon, or because they hold that it's a Dirasrucha, but fundamentally it's not a Shalim Kaveh, it's a Maisachil in the Sukkah. So now what's the Pshat Rebbe Lezer? Is the Yudalat Sutta is a way to be Kaveh Dir in the Sukkah? Because he also his threshold for being Kaveh Dir in the Sukkah is not just Ivoyachal, Ivoyachal. No, you have to import in Suddhas to be Kaveh Dir in the Sukkah. Or is it 14 Maisa Achilas? 14 Laila Rishonis. Maybe they have Kidmus Rai, at least in one Rishon. The Meiri is a Kasha. The Chayim is a Kasha, but the Meiri was Makim. The Meiri asks, why does the Mishnah only have 14 Sukkos? There's 15 Sukkos. Because every Sukkos has a Shabbos, and Shabbos has each other's Shuddos. So maybe it says two terutzim, either that Shabbos also the Yichal Shudas, but you don't eat Malach Malka because you're full. I don't know what he does with that, but he says Shabbos is not the day to eat much, it's because of Yichal Shudas, you don't eat Matzah Shabbos. So Mela comes after 14 Shudas regardless, that's the second teretz. But the first teretz he says is that the Bryce is only counting, Rebbe Lezer is only counting the Shudas Habois Mitzad Regila Suda, and not the Suda that comes for Shabbos. So the Teretz itself maybe you could somehow rephrase in terms of these this chakira, but that I can hear either way. But you could say that you could say what he means is these are the 14 suddas that are achiyav achila. Shabbos is Shabbos to gechiyav, or you could say he means these are the 14 suddas with which you're kavei adira. Shabbos suddas is again just the Shabbos to gechiyav. So not another achra, but I have a different right. I mean different achra maybe from this meiri. The Meiri himself holds that the first night you have to eat in the rain. He's from the Rishonim. He holds like the Rosh, the first night you have to eat even in the rain. So why did the Meiri say Pashut the Teretz? Of course you have to eat Shalosh Shudas and Shabbos. But that's nothing to do with the Yudal Shudas that you have to eat in the Sukkah. Shalosh Shudas you could be eating in the rain. So that's why it says 14 Shudas. Of course there's a 15 Shudas you have to eat for Shalosh Shudas, but it's not from the Yudal Shudas that you have to eat. It's not from the 14 Sukkahs that Shudas. And Mimela in that Kamina is that Shalosh Shudas you give you in the rain, so it doesn't go into the minion of the Yudalit Sudas. The Yudalit Sudas you have to eat. I mean, if it rains Shalosh Shudas, you don't see in the house. The Yudalit Sudas you have to eat in the rain. Because the Iri holds that the first night you have to eat in the rain. In the Sukkah in the rain. Shalosh Shudas, if it's raining, you can eat in the house. Because it's not from the Yudalit Sudas. So let him say that's the Teretz. The Meiri holds that the Yudal Sudas of Rebbe Lezer you don't eat in the rain either. So that's not the distinction between Shalosh Shudas and Yudal Sudas. If it's raining, you don't have any of the Yudal Sudas. Either the first night you have to eat in the rain. It says, yeah, but that's nothing to do with it. The first night is a Chiyuv Achila, you have to do it in the rain. The Yudal Sudas are a Chiyuv Kriya Suda. They're fundamentally no different than the Yivayochel and Yivayochel. And Kriya Suda in Mitzar is Potter. Saying maybe his kashu was that Shalosh Shudas should go into the drasha.
In the drasha is only the drasha notation you're going to do in the first place.
Then it's teretz in your heart. I mean, I hear, but then it's hard to hear his teretz. What's the teretz? Doesn't care. It only counts for suddas that are mitzad regila suda, and this is mitzad Shabbos. But you really have to eat 15 suddas in the sukkah. Maybe. But then it's really even more tamu that the Mishnah shouldn't reckon the 15 sudas. It's not much a din that you have to eat in the rain. That means you have to eat 15 sudas, even if it's raining, you have to go into the sukkah, including shalosh sudas. That is
to
say in the Mishnah. What? I think when the
meter used to be answering that, and the Hanami, there is a din that you have to eat 14 sudas in the rain, but that's no doubt from Bira, and you wouldn't reckon in the Hachila, a meal that's only a Chila on Shabbat.
In the Chanami, you have to eat the 15 sudas in the rain.
14.
We have to eat the 14 sudas in the rain. I mean, Chosa Nichnas in his teres. The term Mishnah only reckons the things that are Mikoyach Dira and Mel Nafkamina for eating in the rain. Yeah, maybe. Sorry, maybe it's not Mamshmuch. But I think also that he should speak out. But in fact, he should say that. I mean, that's really that's really part of the teres. That's like the best part of the teres. Mamshmuch Nafkamina Din. These are the 14 sudas that are in the Tzadar Regilus, so the male you have to eat them in the rain in the sun. And Shalosh Sudas has nothing to do with the Regilus, so the male, it's a thing that can mean it in. He doesn't say that it's not convenient to. Sounds like there's no not convenient in. Let's take a couple more minutes just to speak out the Shittis Nishayim, the Hemshech HaSugya, and then we'll leave it for tomorrow. The Lord says, Oinam Rav Elazar, go to that. Chet Rimah. Yehom Rav Elazar, Abba, Yudal Tzidus, Chayv Adam Lecho V'Sugya, Achaz Bein Rachas B'Layla. The Lord says, Sphira, between the two statements of Rav Elazar in the Mishnah. The one Rav Elazar said, Yudal Tzidus, Chayv Adam Lecho V'Sugya. And the other end, but as I said, that Mishal Yochel Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shulchad is Mashlim on Leil Yom Tov Achon Shulchad. There's a steer over here, and the Mar says, "Hold the bear, Blazer." Blazer was Chayzer. So there's a big Machlekes Yishayim, three-way Machlekes Yishayim, three ways as far as that I know. How to understand Pshat and Gemara? That's very not clear what the Gemara is catching. What's the steer? You have to eat 14 sudas, and if you miss a sudi, you Mashlim Shmini Atzeres. So. The easiest mahalach for her is the Ritva. The Ritva, the Meiri also goes back and forth, but the Meiri mostly holds this way. The Ritva, they learn, first of all, they learn that the Hashlomo in the Shmini Atzeres is in the Sukkah, like I said before. Yivadi Mashlim in the Sukkah. And there's new, there, and therefore, basically, there's really not a stira between the first half of Elazar and the second, in that since you need 14 sudas in the Sukkah, so, if you miss a sukkah in the sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres will make up one of the 14 sudas that you missed. The Gemara's kasha is just from the lashon of Rav Elazar. But Rav Elazar, in the safest lashon was Mishaloi Ochal Leile Yom Tov Harishon. Why did he pick on Leile Yom Tov Harishon? Mishaloi Ochal Achas from the Yidali Sukkahs. So you mashlim and Shmini Atzeres. Why did he single out the first night? Must be that he was chayzer, and he no longer holds for 14 sudas. In the Masechta, when he came around to the Chacham, there's only one sudah they have to eat, and that's the sudah of Leil Yom Tov Rishon, and that's the one they have to eat Mashlim and Shmini Atzeres. That's the Ritva's mahalak. In Svara, this is by far the simplest mahalak. Rashi has it from mahalak. Rashi learns shitasoi. I mean, this is where Rashi says it, that the Tashlumen and Shmini Atzeres is not in the sukkah bivah place. So it's a given that the Hashlamah and Shmini Atzeres is not the Sukkah. So the Gemara's question is, how can Rabbi Elazar say in the Seifa that if you miss one of the Yudalat Sudas, you could be Mashlamit and Shmini Atzeres? But those Yudalat Sudas have to be eaten in the Sukkah. Like Rabbi Elazar said, Yudalat Sudas chayav adam lechol b'sukkah. Shmini Atzeres is no Sukkah. So how can you have Tashlumen for the Yudalat Sudas? The Gemara says in Echadami, Rabbi Elazar was chayzer boy, and he now holds like the Chachamim that you only have to eat the first night. And that's the Tashlumen. You missed the first night, that's what your master mentioned in the Yetzeres. So what's the obvious Pella?
Doesn't answer the question.
But it doesn't answer the question. So what did you gain? But the first night, you have to eat in the Sukkah. So at the end of the day, how are your master mentioned in the Yetzeres? What's the difference, the 14 Sudas or the 1 Sudas? So this is my Chalakish Mashal, and Mashal had to deal with the Stira. I'm just going to start having some enumerating issues. The Mashal learns that the chiyuv to eat this in the chiyuv of the first night, and we have this vov from Chag HaMatzos, does not require a sukkah. Not a sukkah dikadin at all. It's lindaf a matzah. So then you have to eat a gezayis of bread the first night. Of course, you have to do it in the sukkah anyway because it's sukkahs. Fundamentally, it's not a sukkah dikadin. And the melech you mashna ben shmini atzeres. The 14th sukkahs that Rebbe Lezer learned out from Teshu came to Deru, that's about a sukkah dikadin. That needs to be the sukkah, like Rebbe Lezer said. That's a sukkah dikadin. That's inconceivable. You should be able to be mashna ben shmini atzeres. But the chiyav achilas kezayis Laila Rishona is not a sukkah dikadin. The lashon of mashal is because it's sukkah, it's not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Parenthetically, it's only kezayis. Why can't eat it outside the sukkah? Shir sukkah is kibetz of yosef. It's yosef and kibetz. So we have to say, like the Ritcha says, but here the, since it's a chiyuv, the chiyuv makes it more chashuv. So it is an achilas kvar. But al kaponim, yeshiv le sukkah. But that's just a technicality. But fundamentally, it's a chiyuv achim. That's how the mashal explains Rashi. L'chayor l'fi the mashal comes out and learns the chiddush din that if it rains the first night, we know machlekes yishayin. If it rains the first night, you have to be eating the sukkah, or are you potter? You know, some start the first night, you say you chayiv, you have to eat in the sukkah, or you're potter and you don't have to eat in the sukkah. L'fi the mashal, you have to eat in the house, and that's the kezayis. You have to eat in the house, but so what? Of course, you have to eat in the house because I'm a sukkah dekadin. So why should I eat in the sukkah? I'll eat because I eat in the house, and with that I'll be yosef. He was lying there. Mashal doesn't speak this out. The mechayr is implicit in the mashal. The mashal thinks this is inconceivable that the chiyah the first night you should be able to be yosef in the house. It's nothing to do with sukkah. Just time to eat because I eat bread. If I learned that from Chagah Matzah. There it's the mitzvah matzah. Here it's mitzvah sukkah. It's just time to eat bread. The mashal. So what do you do? How do you explain the Rashi? The Masha says, very Shverazah, he's a Hesver. The Masha says, like this, he says that if Shmini Atzeres there was a Sukkah, so then I could be Mashlim the Yudalit Sukkah. Because they're the same, this is a Sukkah. But that's where Rebbe Gemara times, but there's no Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So Elamai, what's it better if it's the first night? He says, well, the first night, there you learn Atashlumit from Karbonus. Because the tashlumen of karbonus is a chiyuv, chagig is a chiyuv the first day, which you can mash until shmini atzeres. So to be mashlim a chiyuv of the first day, that has a paradigm in karbonus. So I don't care that on shmini atzeres there's no sukkah, because I'm learning it after karbonus. But if I be mashlim the other 14 sukkahs, so that you can't based on karbonus. So that kind of tashlumen, since it's not based on karbonus, it would have to be done in the sukkah. I'm sissy telling you what's this mashal saying, what's this calculus over here. You want to be mashlim shmini atzeres, so with a sukkah you don't need to learn out from kabbonis. But without a sukkah, that it has to be learned out from kabbonis, and maybe it's only the first day. Father, that needs a husband's mashal, very sure mashal. But al kabbonis, those are the two mahalakim in Rashi. And then the third mahalak was Taisus. Taisus learns that the tashlumen of shmini atzeres is not the third tashlumen at all. It's not tashlumen. It's nothing to do kabbonis. It's nothing to do tashlumen. It's a hashloma of the minion of the 14 sukkahs. You need 14 sukkahs, and you can make the 14 sukkah could be on Shmini Atzeres. But Moriz Kashi, it's not a tashlumen for the first night. Nothing to do, because it's not kabbon, it's not tashlumen, it's a loshen, not mashlum, it's tashlumen. He said, you mashlum the schum of 14 sukkahs, you mashlum on Shmini Atzeres. So what's the steer then? So the steer is, because Rebbe Lezer said, you'd have sukkahs chayim adam lechel b'sukkah, but on Shmini Atzeres there's no sukkah. And his answer is, hodeh Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer was chayzer, not to the chachamim. Rabbi Lezer still holds you have to eat 14 sukkahs. But Rabbi Lezer was chayzer from holding that the 14 sukkahs have to be eaten besukkah. You have to eat 14 sukkahs. It's not a sukkah dikadin. The whole 14 sukkahs, all 14 sukkahs are not a sukkah dikadin. Mainly you can be mashed on Shmini and Shmini Atzeres. In other words, the Chayyar Taisis holds that the 14 sukkahs of Rabbi Lezer you could eat in the rain in your house. And be yotzei, similar to the mashal on the first night. You could be yotzei in the rain. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a sukkah dikadin at all. It's a chiyuv to eat 14 sukkahs and sukkahs. Mimela, that you can be mashed on Shmini Atzeres. It's also a pella. Rebbe Lezer learned it out from Teshu Kantaduru. How does Rebbe Lezer know you have to eat 14 sukkahs? He learns it out from Teshu Kantaduru. How can you tell me it's not a sukkah dikadin? It learned that from the pasuk of Besukkah Teshu, Shivas Yomi. See, all of these sheetahs need to be dealt with. They're just easy, but all of these sheetahs need to be dealt with. Okay, that's about it.